Welcome back to the Divine Office. As I said, my catechesis kind of bungled this morning and turned it from an official Divine Office presentation into one of our special prayer liturgies. Lord God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So right now, what I want to do is I'm going to pray an evening prayer, just short form, so that we have something official from the Divine Office up there. Even though it's kind of silly, I think it's nice. Lord Jesus Christ, abide with us now that the sun has run its course. Let hope not be obscured by night, but may faith's darkness be as light. Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your peace, and when the trials of earth shall cease, grant us the morning light of grace, the radiant splendor of your face. Immortal, holy, threefold light, yours be the kingdom, power, and might. All glory be eternally to you, life-giving Trinity. The Lord looks tenderly on you who are poor. Psalm 11. God is the unfailing support of the just. Blessed are they, those who hunger and thirst for justice. They shall be satisfied. Matthew 5:6. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world. His gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked. He sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, you search the hearts of all, both the good and the wicked. May those who are in danger for love of you find security in you now and in the day of judgment. May they rejoice in seeing you face to face. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Psalm 15. Who is worthy to stand in God's presence? You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who acts without fault. He who walks without fault. He who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart. He who does not slander with his tongue. He who does no wrong to his brother. Who casts no slur on his neighbor. Who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may. Who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent. Such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Make our lives blameless, Lord. Help us to do what is right and to speak what is true, that we may dwell in your tent and find rest on your holy mountain. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Our next prayer is from Ephesians chapter 1. God, our Savior, praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on the earth. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children, and when you're at home, please, you can also add a Hail Mary after each one if you want. You can pray from it, from your heart. Those are things that I recommend. Now, again, earlier we had our reading from the first chapter of the book of Genesis, in the first one, and I'm just going to read the short one, Colossians 1:9b through 11. May you obtain full knowledge of God's will through perfect wisdom and spiritual insight. Then you will lead a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing to him in every way. You will multiply good works of every sort and grow in the knowledge of God. By the might of his glory, you will be endowed with the strength needed to stand fast, even to enjoy joyfully whatever may come. So again, these are not so easy to pair with the teaching, but they're designed so that you can hear God's voice through these inspired words in your daily life. Responsory prayer, Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Once more I say, Lord, have mercy on me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Now, in place of a homily, I want to show you something special. This week, the office reads from St. Clement of Rome, and his epistle is so special, so very special. So in place of a homily, let us read from the letter to the Corinthians by St. Clement the First, Pope, Word of God on high, Fountain of Wisdom. I pray as you listen to this, you learn what's so special about the Catholic faith and its tradition. For his chosen ones scattered throughout the world, we shall make our constant prayer to the Creator of the universe. May he allow none of them to fall away, but preserve them all through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, through whom he called us out of darkness into light, out of ignorance to the knowledge of his glorious name. Give us grace, Lord, to hope in your name, to which all creatures owe their being. Open the eyes of our heart to know you alone, the Most High in the highest heavens, the Holy One, whose dwelling is in the holy. You abase the arrogance of the proud, frustrate the designs of the godless, exalt the lowly and humble the lofty. You give men wealth and take it away. You slay them, save them, and give them new life. Alone the benefactor of spirits and God of all flesh. Your gaze permeates the depths. You observe the doings of men. Helper of those in peril, savior of those in despair, you created and still keep watch over all that draws breath. You cause the peoples on the earth to multiply, and from them you choose those who love you through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. Through him you have instructed us, sanctified us, honored us. Lord, we entreat you to help us. Come to the aid of the afflicted. Aid the lowly. Raise up the fallen. Show your face to the needy. Heal the sick. Convert the wayward. Feed the hungry. Deliver the captives. Support the weak. Encourage the faint-hearted. Let all nations know that you alone are God. Christ Jesus is your Son, and we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Lord, you created the world according to the eternal decree now revealed in your works. Faithful throughout all generations, you are just in judgment, wonderful in power and majesty. You formed your creation with wisdom, established it with prudence. Everything we see proclaims your goodness. You are kind and compassionate and never fail those who put their trust in you. Forgive us our failings and for our sins. Do not hold all the transgressions of your servants against them, but purify us by your truth, and so guide our footsteps, that by walking in holiness and justice and simplicity of heart, we may do what is good and pleasing in your sight and in the sight of our leaders. Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us, so that we may enjoy your blessings in peace. Protected by your strong hand, and freed from all sin, by your outstretched arm, and deliver us from those who hate us unjustly. Give peace and concord, concord to all and to all mankind, to us and to all mankind, even as you gave it to our ancestors when they devoutly called upon you in faith and truth. Lord, you alone are able to bestow these and even greater blessings upon us. We praise you through Jesus Christ, our High Priest and the champion of our souls. Through him be glory and majesty to you, now and throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And isn't that a powerful prayer all in its own? Now let us have our Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. God has made an everlasting covenant with his people, and he never ceases to bless us. Grateful for these gifts, we confidently direct our prayer to him. Lord, bless your people. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Lord, bless your people. Gather into one body all who bear the name Christian, that the world may believe in Christ whom you have sent. Give your friends and our loved ones a share in divine life. Let them be symbols of Christ before others. Show your love to those who are suffering. Open their eyes to the vision of your revelation. Be compassionate to those who have died. Welcome them into the company of the faithful departed. And we pray for all of your personal intercessions, however diverse they may be, whatever they may be, according to God's will. Lord, bless your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We'll have the prayer for St. Hilary. All-powerful God, as St. Hilary defended the divinity of Christ your Son, give us a deeper understanding of this mystery and help us to profess it in all truth. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So you can see we capped out 14 minutes with a nice long break for the homily. I hope that you have a blessed rest of your day, and may God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.